Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Creatures of habit, which is fine as long as one of us doesn't suddenly change all his. Then the rest panic and get curious.
Yes, yes, I see what you mean, Mr. Phillips.
Mm, you agree, hmm? Mr. De Morgan's suit jacket isn't quite the same color as his trousers, is it?
Now, same pattern, but the jacket's darker.
It's nothing of the sort. It's just a suit.
Oh, it's two different colors.
Yeah. No.
Well, perhaps he'd had two pairs of trousers when he bought it, and this is the older pair.
Yes. You'd think he'd wear his best trousers for us, wouldn't you?
These are my best. I mean, I haven't got two pairs of trousers.
These days, do I? Well, perhaps you could have those dyed to match the jacket.
They do match. Don't they?
Sorry. Pity. Mm. It's a nice jacket.
All right, reading the news on the telly, isn't it? Because he sits behind a desk for that.
Quiet. Didn't wear trousers at all, really.
Probably doesn't.
Shut up.
Perhaps he got the suit in a sale and they gave him the wrong jacket for the trousers.
No, shouldn't think so, no. Like he probably wore the trousers for gardening and tried to wash them himself.
Never works, does it? Apart from anything else, you get pockets full of suds every time it rains.
Now, look here. Will you please stop sniping at my sartorial imperfections and desist from distributing doubtful and dubious declarations about my dodgy old duds in order that I can proclaim this prior pronouncement to your production?
Cool. Isn't education a wonderful thing?
Ladies and gentlemen, as I was about to say in my odd suit, we're all creatures of habit, but it's very worrying when anyone as predictable as Mr. Phillips starts to change his, as the wardroom of Troutbridge is about to find out.
Oh, Tish.
And probably talk.
Hello, Hargrey. Playing with your stamp collection?
I was not playing, number one. I was having a bit of a sort out. I just got them in order when you opened the wardroom door and blew them all about.
Oh, sorry, pardon. Let me help you pick them all up again.
My word, there are a lot, aren't there?
There are. And now they're all on the dishing floor.
Well, hang on, this shouldn't take long. There's a dustpan and brush behind the bar.
No, no. These are all perfect specimens and mustn't be backed about by household impedimenta. Some of them are worth anything up to half a crown.
Really?
Which ones are those? The unused ones with 2 and 6 pence written on them? I said,
you sure you don't want me to help you pick them up?
Positive.
Thanks.
Go.
Oh. I'd be only too willing to.
No.
Thanks. Go. I'll salvage what I can myself, if you don't.
Oh, now, steady on. It was hardly my fault that the wind blew them off the table when I opened the door, surely.
You could have come in half an hour later, and I'd have had them all stuck down.
Then you should have stuck a notice on the wardroom door saying, do not disturb.
Next time I will.
Good.
Now then. Mm-hmm. I think that's the lot. Cape of Good Hope, triangular over there. Australian fourpenny ones on this pile over here. And...
Hello, you chaps.
Oh, Tish, Tish, Tish and Tish again.
Morning, Padre. Playing with your stamp collection again?
He's not playing, Mr. Phillips.
Mind where you tread, Padre. Quite a few of them have dropped on the floor.
Come away, Mr. Phillips, before the Padre forgets that he's a gent of the cloth and belts you one.
So kind, number one. I must admit that for a moment there, I very nearly went berserk. Went berserk!
No, hang on. What's the matter? What did I...
Never mind him, Mr. Phillips. What's happened to you? You're putting on a bit of weight, aren't you? You're all lumpy.
Lumpy? I'm not lumpy. Oh, well, it's just that I got rather a lot in my pockets. Hmm. Would you care for a cigarette?
I beg your pardon? You don't smoke.
No, I know. Which would you like? I've got ordinary ones, filter tips, menthol, king size, little tiddly ones.
No, wait a minute. What have you got all these packets of cigarettes for?
Perhaps the party would like a fill-up for his pipe. I've got Navy Cut, Twist, Shag, Virginia, South African, Empire.
No wonder you're lumpy. Every pocket is a kiosk. What have you been up to?
Or perhaps you'd rather like some chocolate. I've got milk or plain, with nuts, without nuts, white chocolate, chocolate-coloured chocolate. Acid drops, fruit drops, toffees, fudge, coconut ice, chewing gum, bubble gum, or a blooming great load of soft centers.
Anything's got a soft center. It's your head. And where's all this stuff come from?
I bought it. You can have it at half the price, but I must sell some of it.
Why?
Well, because I need the money to buy some more tomorrow.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's my subtle approach.
Oh, yes, it's that all right. What is and to whom?
The new girl in the tobacconist and sweet shop on Portsmouth Central Station, of course. If I keep buying things every day, she's bound to notice me eventually.
Oh, yes. You'll be the lumpy one.
Exactly. Yes. You're just jealous, that's all. You haven't seen her. Oh, she's got everything.
Really?
Rather. And she brings it all with her, too.
See, just as well she doesn't sell stationery as well.
Oh, she does. So if you want any envelopes, notepaper, sticky labels, balls of string, birthday cards, pencils, pens...
No, thank you.
Pity, because I've got all those in this pocket.
Come in.
Oh, no, wait till I...
Good morning, sir.
Oh, double tish. The whole tossing lot is on the floor again.
All right, Padre. Playing with your stamps again.
Oh, just once more, and I'll whiz my collar round the other way and shout something terribly coarse.
Well, you should put your table up the other side of the door, Padre. There's a nasty wind about this morning. It's liable to blow that lot about.
I think he had noticed, Chief. What is it?
I've got a serious complaint, sir.
Oh, dear. Then perhaps you'd better lie down and wait for the ambulance.
Have you finished with the early whimsical wheezy, sir? I wondered if there was... I wondered if there is any chance of a rise in the ratings pay shortly.
Not as far as I know. Why?
Well, it's very odd, sir, but the old crew seem to have suddenly gone skint on me. They can't even afford bargains.
Bargains? What sort of bargains?
Oh, just a little business arrangement between me Uncle Ebenezer and myself, sir. We've been supplying them all with their fags and baccy at reduced prices while stocks last.
Oh, Nunky's knocked off another lot, has he?
Be that as it may, sir, all of a sudden nobody's not buying nothing from Pertwee.
Well, that's probably because I've been letting them have them at half price.
Pardon?
I can let you have some if you like.
Pardon?
He also has sweets, chocolates, notepaper, envelopes, pens, pencils, paperclips.
No, not paperclips, actually. She doesn't stock them. No, but I've got ballpoint refills.
That is up! You know, blasted! Pertwee's perks have been canobbled! He's moved in on me! Well, a fine thing, I must say! A gent and an officer, who's supposed to be an officer and a gent, sets up an opposition on an humble mat loose pitch. Well, one knows where one's friends are now, doesn't one? Oh, yes, so is one knows. But one is horribly, horribly hurt. E-R-T, hurt. Oh, yes, carved up by a fellow shipmate and comrade in arms. After all those years spent serving before the mast together, it's not Canis. It's not Canis at all, it's Canox.
Excuse me, right? Far be it for me to interrupt your cozy little chat, but it occurs unto me that you have got your dirty great boot on my unbranded Melissa.
Ooh, nasty.
Oh, sorry, pardon, Padre. There you are. What a bit of luck. The pattern on my rubber heel has franked it for you.
Yeah, I did a trouble, wasn't it? Oh, Trevor, that was worth 2 shillings.
Now it's only worth 1 and 6.
18
Now, mind, Padre. Next time you go to Mauritius, Pertwee will buy you a new one.
How can Pertwee when certain other people present, and I don't mean you in a program, Mr. Murray,
I think he means me, actually.
If I was talking to that certain other people, I'd say he was right. But as I was saying, when I was so rudely interpreted,
How can Pertwee
buy Padre's stamps when Pertwee's financial investments have gone for a right shot? Oh, I think the trade gap is only temporary, see?
Yeah, that's what a certain gent in white
hair has been saying for some time, sir. Look where that got us.
No, I don't think this is a serious takeover, Dave. Once he establishes friendly relations with a lady tobacconist on Portsmouth Central Station, I think you'll find Mr. Phillips will drop out of the retail trade.
Aye?
Do you mean he's been buying all his stuff just for a bit of a snog?
Frankly, yes.
Oh, and I doubt that his little piggy bank will stand it much longer.
Oh, yes, it will. Mr. Porky still rattles. In any case, she's worth it.
Oh, it's the lady piggy bank, then, is it?
Yes. No. I mean the smasher in the tobacconist on Portsmouth Central Station. You ought to see her.
Cool. Yes, I think perhaps we should. Come along, Chief. We'll all go up and have a butcher's.
No, she's a tobacconist.
Oh, shut up. No. Come along to the ferry. Oh, dish toss, dish toss, dish. Just as I'd got them all sorted out again.
I still don't see why you chaps have to come along as well. She's my bit of snog, and we're entitled to a bit of privacy.
On a railway station?
In any case, sir, listening to you saying, a packet of Trinity, please, miss, is hardly plain gooseberry, is it?
Just the same, you'll make me nervous. I shall forget what to ask for.
We'll try paper clips and save Mr. Porky a few bob.
That does it. I'm going. I shall come back later when certain other people have gone.
I think he means us.
Oh, come on, sir, have a go.
Hmm?
Yeah, come on, have a go. I've always wanted to see you in action, sir. No, chatter up, sir.
What?
Good. Show us how it's done, sir.
No.
Oh, go on.
No.
Yeah, go on, sir. Just the chief.
Steady on there.
Yeah, come on.
Careful where you're hitting me. No.
Come on.
No. I'm just not in the mood now. No.
Well, you suit yourself, sir. But if you don't establish friendly relations, one of the porters or the passengers might move in on you.
What? Where? Who? Point him out. I saw first.
That's my boy. The light of battle is in his eyes.
All right.
Now.
I will chatter up. But you're not to listen.
Can we watch?
Well, yes, but no lip reading.
Off you go, Mr. Phillips, and this time try to make a bit more progress. Ask her out somewhere on her day off.
Yeah, that's an idea. I wonder where she'd like to go.
Well, perhaps she'd like to go and see the tobacconist kiosk on Portsmouth Harbour Station.
Yeah. Oh, very funny.
Only they do sell paper clips there.
Excuse me, I'm tired of present company and I'm leaving. Good morning.
And at the one on Havant Station, they've got ice cream. Peasants.
Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
Oh, it's you again. Don't you ever go to sea?
Oh, of course. I'm a sub-lieutenant. Oh,
really? You're here so often, I thought British Railways must have changed the porters' uniforms again.
Hardly. No, I think I... what I want is... Have you? could I have a packet of 20 tipped, please?
Certainly, sir. Good. You know, you really ought to try and cut them down a bit. You must be smoking over 200 a day.
No. Well, the sea air helps to keep me fit.
With the amount you smoke, I shouldn't think there's any room for sea air.
Well, I don't actually...
All those sweets and chocolates you keep buying. You ought to be as fat as a barrel by now.
No, you don't understand. I don't really eat all those cigarettes. No, I... No, I chew the envelope. I smoke the paperclips.
Sorry, we don't stock paperclips.
No, but the girl at Portsmouth Harbour Station does.
Oh, so me. Have you been buying a load of stuff from her as well?
No. She hasn't got such a lovely pair of... As you have.
Oh, I'm glad you like my earrings.
Oh, yeah. Are they real?
Of course. There's nothing fake about them. Here, look for yourself.
What? Oh, yes, your earrings. Yes, very nice. Yes, who gave them to you? How tall is he?
My ex-boyfriend.
Ex?
Yes, he got posted overseas. He'll be away 5 years.
Oh, what a shame.
It was just as well, really, because my dad never liked him.
Oh, bully for daddy. Oh, what's your dad do?
He shunts.
I beg your pardon?
He shunts all night.
Shouldn't he see a doctor? Or take something for it?
No, he shunts train, silly.
Ah, well, we all have our hobbies, I suppose. Mine's bird watching.
so I'd notice.
Thanks so much. Which reminds me, I was going to ask you...
36, 21, and the bit below the counter, 36.
Oh, well done. I meant I was going to ask you if we could go out somewhere on your day off.
Where had you in mind?
Well, perhaps you'd like to see the kiosk on Portsmouth... How about the local cinema? I believe they're showing a very good paperclip.
What?
Or would you rather come out one evening and watch your dad shunt?
No, thank you. Now, what was it you wanted, sir?
As if you didn't. I wanted a date with you, actually. Let me take you away from this dreary counter. Apart from anything else, I haven't seen your legs yet. For all I know, you might be on casters.
The number of times you've asked me to get you something off the top shelf, I think you know exactly what my legs are like.
Yeah. Incidentally, what's happened to all the things that were on the top shelf?
I've moved them down onto the bottom shelf.
Spoiled sport.
Now look, sub-lieutenant.
Oh, I am, actually.
Stop it! Look, my face is up here. Because you're obviously such a nana, it's probably all right for me to go out with you. I have a free evening tomorrow, if you're interested.
I've made it. Lovable date,
Scott and Leslie.
8 o'clock sharp at my parents' place.
Oh, I'll be there. Incidentally, where are the shunting yards?
Father only works there. We don't live there, Clark.
Oh, it's just as well. All that bing, bang, bong, bing, chuff, 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 bong, bing, bang would drive you potty. I'll see you tomorrow night, then, at your place.
Mandy, are you quite sure you'll be there on time?
Rather. You can rely on me. Yes, I'll be there.
Oh, how clever of you. I haven't told you the address yet.
Oh, thanks.
I think I'd better write it down for you. But make sure you turn up, because I don't want to get changed into my new miniskirt and fishnet tights just to sit at home and watch the telly.
Oh, I'll be there, all right. Cool.
Come in.
Excuse me, Captain Povey.
Certainly, Renchason. Be as quick as you can.
Oh, we're in our witty mood this morning, aren't we?
And why not? It's a fine crisp morning. The birds are singing. Troutbridge hasn't hit anything for over 24 hours. My wife is speaking to me.
And Vice Admiral Buttonshaw is here to see you now, sir.
And Vice Admiral Button... Oh, good grief. I knew it was too good to last. Quick, where's my hat?
On your head, sir.
No good.
You've got it on back to front.
What? No. Yes, yes. The draught from the window and the peak keeps it off my neck.
Well, that's a relief. For a moment, I thought you were hoping to go racing at Brooklyn.
Yes, and now, the vice admiral, eh? Where's my sword?
Oh, I don't think he's annoyed as all that, sir. He didn't mention challenging you to a duel.
I see. You enjoy seeing me in a panic, don't you? You revel in it.
Well, it is a bit of a giggle.
Renchason, I am never a bit of a giggle.
No. Shall I show the Vice Admiral in now, sir?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. He mustn't be kept waiting.
Mustn't he? Yes, well, it just has been me. Where's that idiot Povey, old man?
And I am Captain Povey, Vice Admiral.
Don't be a twit, twit. You can't be a captain and a vice admiral.
No, sir, I meant you wanted to see me, sir?
Certainly not. Not. I want to see that Nick Povey. Povey. She's late.
No, I'm not, sir. I'm here.
At last. Where the hell have you been?
Nowhere. I...
Where are you really? Lovely spot. Yes, must have a holiday there myself sometime. What was the fishing like?
Oh, pretty good. We caught a few... Is that a waiter? What's he talking about?
I'm not sure, but I don't think you're doing desperately well up to now.
All the same, Povey, I'm glad you brought it up. Because this is damn serious. You've taken the necessary action, of course. Good man, yes. Knew I could rely on you. Probably nothing in it, of course. But we can't take chances, can we? No, far too risky. Where did you say you spent your holidays?
I never said anything about it.
Just as well. Can't be too careful these days, sis. Yes, they're everywhere, believe me.
Who are?
Heaven knows there are thousands of them like this. Now then, Now then, what time does the last ship leave the harbour so we can start the search?
Oh, I should think the last... I beg your pardon, sir. A search for what?
The bomb in the dockyard, of course.
The what?
The steady, sir. Don't sit down as heavily as that or you'll bend your sword. Or something equally irreplaceable.
I don't know anything about any bombs in the dockyard.
The signal about it is on your desk, sir.
But that has nothing to... No, thank you, Red Jason. Any time I could drop you in it, just let me know.
That's what I like to hear. Yes, badge of cooperation and harmony in the office. Right, whatever your name is.
It's Captain Povey, sir.
Is it? Then don't interrupt, Povey. Fortunately, most of the home police are ready at sea on an exercise. Get any ship in your flotilla. It's in the harbour to float off out of it at once. Yes. Probably a hoax, but just in case there is a bomb in the dockyard, we don't want it to go off bang under anything expensive, do we?
Well, no, I suppose that
you can stay here in the dockyard, of course. Yes, we've got plenty of young good officers to replace you if it goes up. Good morning.
Morning.
No,
wait. Please, I'm a married man. I need it at home to weed my garden.
Face the right direction, sir, and you might be blown right into it from here.
That is not a bit funny. Now, Makepeace is already at sea, so signal Troutbridge to put to sea at once.
Ah, sir.
Yeah, no, better still. They're connected up to the shore telephone. Put me through and I'll speak to them myself.
Very good, sir. I'll be as quick as I can, sir.
Bomb in the dockyard. It could be under anything. Just a minute. What's that under my chair? Oh, thank heavens, it's just the stuffing falling out.
Gallo, starboard lookout and temporary blower answerer, yeah? Leading seaman Goldstein, Captain. What's up then?
Goldstein, this is Captain Povey.
Get away. Never in a million years. I know who that is. It's you, Chief. I recognize your impersonation of old Thunderguts anyway.
Goldstein!
That's very good, but you don't go off bang enough.
Goldstein, this is old Thundercut. This is Captain Povey.
Is it? Then in that case, this is Chief Petty Officer Pertwee doing an impersonation of leading seaman Goldstein. Who wishes he was dead.
Just a minute, Goldstein. Give me the duty, officer.
With the utmost pleasure, sir. I've had enough of this particular hotline for a bit. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips coming up, sir.
Of course, it would have to be him.
Duty officer, Lieutenant Sub Phillips speaking.
I knew that would be too much of a mouthful for you. Trotbridge is to put to sea at once, Mr. Phillips, and stand off 2 miles from the harbour entrance until further orders.
Aye, aye, sir. No, hang on. That's not possible, sir. We'd like to have obliged, but we can't.
Why not?
I've got a date with the girl in the tobacconist on Portsmouth Central Station this evening.
You mean you did have. You certainly won't be back until tomorrow.
Then can we hang on until I've nipped up there and told her, sir?
No, you are to say it at once, and that's an order. However, in the interest of courtesy, I'll see she gets a message, if you like.
Well, that'll have to do. Would you tell her that I'll see her tomorrow evening instead?
Stop talking, Mr. Phillips, and get your ship to sea. There may be a bomb in the harbour. I'll see the lady is kept fully informed. I'll put to sea.
Aye, aye, sir.
Steady at that, and, left hand down a bit.
Steady at that hand. Left hand down a bit it is, sir.
Bridge number one speaking.
Starboard lookout, yes, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, Jackin. In case you hadn't noticed, we're approaching Portsmouth Harbour, sir. Broadside on.
What? We can't possibly... Goldstein! Well?
Just as well Mr. Phillips bashed us on the port side, because if he bashed us on my side, I'd have sued. Yucky da.
so help me, I'll have that Rondo reject one of these days. Now then, Mr. Phillips, I want a full explanation. How did that happen?
I don't understand it, sir. Last time I looked, we were pointing the right way.
With due respect, of course, that might possibly have been my fault, sir. I ever so slightly sort of altered course by accident on purpose, sir.
What?
Well, this is I don't want to go back into the arbor and get Pertwee blown up, sir. I mean, how can we be sure that they've made a thorough search for that whoosh-bang all gone to our Pertwee, sir? I mean, it could still be there, sir. Lurking and ticking.
Don't be ridiculous.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Amongst the late Mr. Pertwee's personal effects with a letter.
Oh, shut up. Now, look, we're facing the right way now. Get us into the harbour and tie up.
Rather, the sooner the better, sir. I've got my date this evening. Leave this to me, sir. Have us docked in no time, sir. Full head boat, chief.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, I can hear it.
Don't argue. Full head boat.
Full head boat, it is, sir.
What the...
Bridge?
Not much better at it when we're pointing the right way, are we?
Goldstein! Will?
And that time it was my side, so I am suing. See you in court.
I will. I'll have him. I'll boot him one in his Tony Pandy pants. Fast approaching the dockside.
Now, sir.
Finish with engines.
Forever, sir.
Now what?
That was my sign as well. So you'll have to ask for a taken into consideration.
Order, Godfrey! When will you learn the part finally?
Tell me, it's old Thundercut from the dockside.
So it is. And who's that dreadful old biddy with him?
Sergeant Phillips, come here at once. There is someone who wishes to see you.
Hey? I have the most dreadful suspicion.
So have I, sir.
What's the joke?
We're
not sure, but we think you could be.
Off you go, Mr. Phillips, sir. Off you go, Captain Povey and friend awaiting.
I'm being set up for an O-nasty. I know I am.
With any luck?
Yes.
Come along, Mr. Phillips. You're keeping the lady waiting. Get up.
Oh, lady? What lady? I've never...
Hello, Duck. Darby, you know, what were you thinking of taking me tonight,
eh? I think I'm going potty.
Come ashore, Mr. Phillips. I went to a great deal of trouble to find this lady in the tobacconist on Portsmouth Central Station, and I'm a busy man.
Yes, of course I'm usually at Portsmouth Harbour, but I does a central on Mandy's day off like yesterday. Bit of luck that cut me, wasn't it?
Who says the path of true love doesn't run smooth?
I'm sure they're going to be very happy together, sir.
It's a mistake. It's a ghastly mistake. It's the wrong one. I'm not going out with her.
Have a lovely evening, Mr. Phillips. Don't be late. We don't want any scandals.
No, wait. You can't abandon me now. I'm wanted on board, aren't I? You want me to be the duty officer again, don't you? Please.
Come on, Leslie,
no,
ducky.
No, let go of my sleeve. I don't want to go. Help.
She could have me done over an anvil in Gretna Green by tomorrow.
Yeah, we're the friends! Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee have been Blowing Up the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, leading Stephen Goldstein was Daniel Evans, the padre was Michael Bates, Mandy was Amanda Murray, and the show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.
Leslie Phillips is now appearing in The Man Most Likely To at the Vaudeville Theatre, London, and John Pertwee is in O'Clarence at the Lyric Theatre, also in London.